experience real life in China without making that trip to the fabulous Middle Kingdom? How do you get to meet people living in China without actually coming face to face with them? Welcome to Chinese Theatre, a program that seeks to immerse you deeply in the sights, sounds and tastes of China, just as if you're touring the country in real life and getting involved in the daily lives of people living here. Join us for Chinese Theatre and be blown away by the joys and sorrow, dreams and passion, love and devotion, aspiration and struggles of the people you'll meet. Chinese Theatre, a journey of a lifetime and an inspiration for the soul.
Hello and welcome to Chinese Theatre. In today's edition, we'll continue with the drama series titled My Economical Man. The drama series follows three young women as they search for love, ultimately hoping to find their Mr. Right. Now stay tuned.
How much longer?
It'll be ready tonight. Right now, it's still in the commissioning phase.
Do your best.
Sure. Hey. Okay.
Xiaojun.
Huh?
That's Abbess Niaju.
Hey, quiet. She might hear you.
But I've met her.
Are you playing with fire?
The girl who was crying while eating ice cream. Who I told you about before, right? That's the girl.
Crying while eating ice cream?
Yeah.
What a funny little yarn you're spinning.
I'm telling you, I saw it myself. It's her. That's the girl.
You're calling her a girl? But she looks like Abbess Miojia.
Don't be so mean. You'll age too, you know.
Hey, why are you siding with Moro? I'm your very own cousin. What's wrong with you?
Moro? That sounds so whimsical. Moro.
Hey. I think you've got a little bit of drool right there.
Leave me alone. I'm gonna go say hello.
You stay right here. Listen to me. It's better for you if she didn't even know you exist. Are you listening to me? Hey, you!
Take pictures over there. It's you.
What are you trying to tell me? A relationship that has no commitment, huh? He Xiaojun, do you think that I don't know what you mean?
Have you already found yourself a new boyfriend?
That guy from Shenhua Network, right?
You're taking things much too personally. That isn't good for our companies, and it's unfair to GMOs as well.
Who do you think you are? Listen here, boy. I could have your job.
I left and gave up on you for your own sake. What else do you want from me? Why can't you just leave me in peace?
Don't take pictures of me. What, it's you? Why are you here? You like to take sneak shots of people, you pervert.
I'm the photographer hired by your company. Taking pictures of you is my job.
There's just so many things to take pictures of.
I don't take pictures as dictated. I take photos of what I like.
Fine. I'll tell you solemnly then. This is not a job for you.
I shall tell you solemnly then. Suitability is determined by my skills. I remember that my memory card is still with you. You like the pictures stored in it?
Oh, yes. My foot. Get back to work. Be careful, or I'll take away your already meager pay. Hey there.
Hey, what the? Feel stupid? Got snubbed, right?
That girl is not that simple. She was crying her heart out while eating ice cream. She must be a person who has rich emotions.
Is that it? Anything else? What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Then why are you studying her psychological profile? Because I don't see you studying my profile.
Xiaojun? Yes? They have some suggestions.
Okay, please come here.
Thank you.
Do your own job well. You take pictures. No girls, okay? Remember that.
All right.
Hey, easy.
Yeah, take it easy with those.
Move it towards this side.
Make sure you don't drop it.
Here, everyone. Have some food. Go ahead, take a break. Oh, Mei Mei, you're here. Here. Before it gets cold.
My favorite chef.
Xiaojun, here, have some porridge.
Okay, let me finish
GMO.
This first.
GMO, come and have some porridge.
Thanks, not hungry.
Hey, go help yourself to it.
Yeah, like I told you before. Remember what I said. Don't provoke her.
I got it.
Okay, let's eat now.
Give me a bowl.
Hey.
Let me
have some.
Here, Shaju. Here. See how it tastes. Does it taste like the one from that shop?
Good.
Did you make this?
Yep. I experimented a few times. See if it tastes different from the one in the shop. Eat up.
Ah, it's good. Much better than the shop.
Didn't I ask you to get me a bowl?
Forget it.
Unbelievable.
Well, I added some chopped celery. It may taste more refreshing than the one from the shop.
Mm. Yes, it's quite refreshing. You're considerate.
Oh, here. Add a bit of fermented bean curd. It'll taste better.
Thank you.
Chief, are you Xiaojun's personal chef? What about us?
You're still yakking away. I was about to take it to you. Here, take it. Don't hog it all. Pass it to everyone.
Tastes great.
Really? Mm. You have another one.
Are you cold? Here, put on the hood. Makes you warm. Why does this porridge taste exactly like the one from the Chao Shan shop?
Which shop are you talking about?
It's the Chao Shan porridge shop, which Xiao Jun loves to go to. We always go there. Qi Zhang obviously made this especially for Xiao Jun, didn't he?
Huh. From what you said, that seems to be the case.
Look at them. Looks good. Qi Zhang is definitely interested. Xiao Jun is also fond of Qi Zhang. There's chance. Mm. Hey, Xiao Jun. Let's put in more effort.
More effort? We put in a lot already.
No. We must put in extra effort and bring them together.
Okay. Here.
What if I want to eat more?
There's more here.
Oh, really? Here. I was kidding. Here. It's enough.
Oh. Hey, you're eating already?
Mm.
I brought some food. Are you still hungry?
Oh, of course. My brothers haven't eaten yet. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's right. Xiaojun, I brought some food for you. This is for you.
Thank you. But I don't want to eat greasy food late.
Your seafood porridge doesn't seem that light.
Why is he here?
It's normal that he's here. He's my company's business partner.
This is bad. Come here.
Huh?
GM Fong.
Xiao Jun, is the porridge nice? Qi Zhang, you're great. This porridge is really good. We don't dare eat out nowadays, since we're afraid the food is cooked with gutter oil. Even big restaurants are unsafe now. It's much better to have some porridge. Yeah, you brought some food for us? So nice of you. Want to have some porridge?
No, thanks.
I'm full now. Enjoy your food. I'm going to take a look. Uh-huh. Slowly. Careful, don't slip. Yeah. Please let me get my job done smoothly.
I only came to see you because I miss you.
Whenever you're unhappy, you can come around and create trouble or just vent your anger on me. But what can I do when I need to face these people.
I know I was brusque during the day. I'm sorry. I'm here to bring supper for you. I guess you must be tired and hungry. No other intentions.
Thank you for that. You don't have to apologize for what happened. You are the boss, after all. I'm only an employee. You have the final say. It's quite late now. The place is a mess. Drive carefully. I'm going back to work, okay? Done eating. Back to work.
Done eating?
I'm done.
GMO. I don't ever choke on the food. Have some water. Here. Just drink a little bit of water. This is strange. You refuse to eat porridge and you're eating chocolate. Don't forget, you have gastritis. Feel better?
You rascal. Mind your own business or don't come to work.
He Xiaojun.
Yes?
GMO? Is everything set?
Yes, it is. It's basically set.
I'm counting on you.
Yes.
Be here early. You're assigned to Shen Hua and Feng's group, also the reporters.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
Such an aura. Such a powerful aura.
Not about you.
Of course I know it's not me. She has such a powerful aura that she's still single. Why? Are you seeking your doom?
And why not?
Don't get burnt.
You cold? Wait in the
it's
car.
It's okay. I'm almost finished. Xiaojun, look at our vehicle. Wow, your vehicle's awesome. Did you make it yourself? Where did you get the logo? That's really nice. Xiaojun, you're so talented.
Great, right?
I'm not that great. It's actually from a chain that I found.
I can take you home. Just put the bike in the trunk.
Okay, then.
Oh, no. It's okay, it's okay. Qijong, just see Xiaojun home, huh? I want to walk with Taijun.
Ah, but it's so cold.
It's a long way.
I want to walk with Mei Mei.
Yeah, it's so romantic, huh? Give us a chance.
What's so romantic about getting runny noses?
I'll take you home. It'll take you a long time.
Both of you, stop dawdling, huh? Hurry and see her home. See how dark her eyes are? Go now, go now.
We're leaving then.
Okay, we're really leaving.
Go on, go on.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mei Mei, call me.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's not too late to change your mind. I guess you're not.
Mei Mei.
Huh?
We had really nice seats.
I'm just creating an opportunity for them to be alone. I don't want to walk with you. Throw caution to the wind. Taxi time.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Have you been more tired lately?
It's okay. Actually, the work is still okay. Everyone is cooperative. And we work well together. It's just that... Forget it. It's nothing.
Sometimes, if it happens, it happens. No one can avoid it. But you'll figure things out eventually, right? Get some rest when you get home. Tomorrow's an extremely important day.
Right now, I just hope that tomorrow will be a complete success.
Don't worry, it will.
Just got home.
When I got home, my parents prepared white fungus porridge. It's good. Can't have any. Okay, go to sleep, huh?
Hey, wait a minute. Don't be in a hurry. Hey, I have something to ask you.
What is it?
Why did Jiao look for you today?
Come on, wasn't it obvious? He was pestering me and being melodramatic. Can you not mention him? My mood just got better. Good grief, if you mention him again, I'm going to get mad.
Fine, fine, fine. Simmer down. I'll stop asking. I'll ask something else. Was the seafood porridge made by Qijong delicious?
Huh? Why are you asking me? You ate it. You made it for everyone.
But I feel that it's because of you that we got to enjoy it today, right?
When you put it that way, don't you think you're being a little bit ungrateful?
Xiaojun, I'm afraid you are the one being ungrateful here.
I'll be straightforward. You know, lately, I've been creating opportunities for you to spend time with Qijong. It's because
I think he's a good man. He is fond of you, and you don't dislike him.
Do you think there's a possibility for both of you to progress
to a relationship?
Come on, it's not that easy to progress just like that.
He seems like a nice guy, but I don't really know him well. It's not easy for people to get together.
Let me tell you, I found out everything about him from Jun. Chen Shizhong's parents are university professors.
His older sister got married to an American, and they have a child in the United States. His parents went out there to take care of her. Shizhong already bought a 3-bedroom apartment a few years ago, so it won't be too cramped.
As for his personality, you've interacted with him a few times, so you should have some sort of an idea, right?
I feel quite comfortable being with him. He is also nice. Helps me a lot. And also, he just broke up with his ex-girlfriend, too.
We share the same plight, so maybe that's why
we understand each other and we're able to talk about things and empathize with each other, but don't imagine things.
Hey, everyone has a past. Are you afraid of starting something new? Or because you still have feelings for Ji Hao?
Huh?
Xiaojun. Xiaojun, come to your senses, okay?
Yes, Feng Jihao may be able to give you what Chen Shizhong can't, but Chen Shizhong can give you the commitment a woman wants.
You were once happy with Feng Jihao and that kind of glamorous life, which is pretty much every girl's dream come true and happily ever after.
But Xiaojun, let me tell you, Chen Shizhong is the kind of economical man most suitable for you. You get it?
What was that term you used? Economical man?
Yep.
What does that mean?
Huh? You don't know? I still have to give you lessons. Let me tell you, an economical man refers to a man who has a stable job with an acceptable income and responsible towards a girl.
He's more secure than a handsome man, more reliable than a rich man.
I didn't even know there was such a term. Oh, but this theory of an economical man is quite interesting. Okay, don't worry about my matter. Go and sleep now. Just think about your dear Tai Jun. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. How outdated. She doesn't even know the term.
Oh, hello.
This is terrible.
What's wrong? What's the matter? Why are you so flustered?
I left the integrated logo seal that we were supposed to bring at the office.
Are you serious? How did you... Okay, okay, go back to work.
Xiaojun.
Huh?
What's wrong?
We left the integrated logo seal back at the office.
Drive there and get it right away.
Traffic's so congested. 40 minutes won't be enough.
But still.
What's wrong? The large seal we designed is left at the office.
Have someone get it.
Not enough time.
There's only one option. Have someone go get it. At the same time, be prepared without it.
Yes.
Get what? I ride a bike. I'm fast. I'll get it.
Really?
Okay. Stop wasting time, huh?
Hey, you...
Be careful.
Don't worry. Bye.
I mean the seal. Don't drop it.
I got it.
Get back to work now.
Yes.
Mr. Chen, you know Xiaojun well?
Somewhat. Got to know each other through this. She's a competent worker.
That I know. I recommended her to LKK. I chose her to be in charge of the ad campaign for my company's new product.
Oh, I see.
This happened because of my carelessness. I should have checked it in advance.
It's pointless now. See if Fan can get it.
Hey, he's here! I can relax now.
I hope this press conference can be a success.
What's this?
Firstly, I would like to thank you all for gracing this special event. LKK is honored to be in charge of the ad campaign for two top brands like Feng's Group and Shenghua Network. This inter-industry collaboration is also very unique. Let's welcome the two leaders to the stage.
You are great. This took. It's all thanks to you. It was incredible.
No sweat.
I'll treat you later.
Are you sure? It's a deal then.
I hope our collaboration will bring inspiration to our future products. This collaboration is to benefit all parties.
I'd like to tell everyone some good news. In 15 days, Shenghua will launch an open beta version of their game, and Feng's group will launch their perfume. By then, we would like to hold a brand new product roadshow. I hope the media can be there.
Mona was quite nice to you.
Stop it. Watch. Get ready. She's so awesome.
You're about to drool.
Now, we shall invite the two leaders to put the seal on the poster. Thank you.
I didn't expect today's event to go so well.
Yes, I know.
Xiaojun, huh? You're pretty today. Especially with GM Feng. You look so compatible.
What are you saying?
How bashful.
Miss He. Huh? Thank you. That was a great success. Please continue to put in your best effort for the proposal.
This is our job. Besides, this success was because of everyone.
Is looking for you.
I'm leaving now.
Xiaojun, what else do you need to know that may be useful to you?
What I was wondering about is the backstory of your online game and its design. Tell me about it.
The online game is about a girl from the modern times who traveled to the past via a mechanism. She got to the historic event of power struggle between nine suns.
Power struggle, nine suns?
To put it plainly, it means nine princes were vying for the throne. After the crown prince Yun Rong was deposed in the 47th year of Kangxi Emperor's reign, the other princes began to vie for the position of crown prince. According to the story, all of them harbored ambitions, just that some of them were more ambitious than others. Even the fourth prince and the 14th prince, related by blood, began to fight each other. You can imagine a power struggle between princes is bound to happen. Among these princes, the 13th prince was the most talented. He also got into the power struggle. Ultimately, Prince Yinzhen, whom we know as Yongzheng Emperor, took the throne, and other princes were under house arrest, incarcerated, or forced to commit suicide. Anyways, they had tragic endings. I have always felt that a historical story like this is more interesting than those mystery novels that people read, you know?
Wow, you really are impressive.
I hope I didn't bore you two to death.
No.
That's only the historical background. Actually, this story is about a girl who worked at National Palace Museum Library. She went back to the Qing Dynasty and got embroiled in this historical event, and the most talented 13th prince fell deeply in love with her, as the story goes. The modern-day items that she took there also played important roles in this historical event that the game is based on.
Hold on. Let me slightly summarize it. So, nine sons were involved in a power struggle. There are a princess, a girl from the modern times, and modern day items. How do we link everything together?
With that, we end today's edition of Chinese Theater. Tomorrow, we'll continue with a drama series titled My Economical Man. Thank you for tuning in and see you tomorrow.
Beep. Dive into the sports world with Sideline Story, our weekly podcast that brings you the most up-to-date